Blog Talk Radio.
Inferno will be your host, Benson Fector, and Will Macklin will be giving their playoff predictions if the season were to end today. Fans, don't worry. Remember, you can do to be a part of the show if you call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our term at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB.
All right, so we're going to get started here with our playoff predictions. Skip the on-the-scene baseball history, the joke, and the random player. And we're going to go right into the divisional tiebreaker where the Baltimore Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays would play for their stakes in the American League. Will, who do you see winning this one-game playoff?
Wait, who was it? Excuse me?
Baltimore versus
Tampa Bay.
Baltimore against who?
Tampa Bay.
Well, I mean, this is a great division game, but here I would have to have the Baltimore Orioles. I just think they're a very round team and would likely win this game.
I mean, I'm going to stick with Baltimore Orioles here, too, because the Rays, I see them do, they probably pitch Chris Archer in this game. But the Orioles still have enough offense that they'd scratch at least a couple. The Orioles do still have good enough pitching to hold in check, though. Lackluster of Tampa Bay Rays offense. So now that that's so, Tampa Bay is still going to be in the playoffs because they host the Yankees in a one-game playoff again. So who do you see winning this, the Rays or the Yankees?
This one I'm going to have to go with the Yankees on it. I just think they are – I think they're a better team than people give them credit for. And I don't really like the Rays in a whole bunch of these big playoff games.
I'm going to have to go with the Rays here because the Yankees, I mean, they're struggling with pitching. Monster Tanaka, Kolasi, CeCe Sabathia has not been good. Michael Pineda, when he came back, we thought he was going to be good. Ivan Nova would probably, as of now, start this game. But then also, they wouldn't be starting Chris Archer, probably Matt Moore. He'll be back from his injury. I still think Matt Moore is better than Ivan Nova. So that's why I have to take them at home against the New York Yankees.
Okay.
All right, so we go to area code caller and Q. So we're going to let them jump on real quick with their opinion in the playoffs. All right, 4-2 area code left inside MLB. Hello. Thank you for your call. All right, so we're going to move to, the Kansas City Royals versus the Baltimore Orioles. Who do you have here, Will, in a five-game set?
I have the Kansas City Royals in this one. Like we've been saying through all of these, I think they're a very good team and very hard to beat.
I'm going to stick right here with you, too. The Kansas City Royals, even though they don't have necessarily the pitching that's probably going to come out later on. I just think that the Kansas City Royals, I mean, they are obviously doing much better offensively than they did last year. And the Baltimore Orioles, I mean, they don't have great pitching either. And in my opinion, the Orioles have better pitching. That usually pitching offense will win you games. And I mean, they'll probably go to five, most likely four, but we'll see what happens again. And the same for 4-2 power. I don't believe he said anything, but you think Q again, Will. What's your opinion? Should we take him, or he just dropped again? All right, so.
I hung him up.
Moving on to the Rays versus Astros versus New York Yankees. Who do you have in this one?
I have the, I don't know. I think this is going to be a very good matchup if we do see this down the road, but I'm going to have the Houston Astros in this one. I feel like even though they may be missing a couple big spots in their pitching rotation and their lineup, I think this is a very good team that may make a big run for it in the playoffs.
All right, hold on. I just made a mistake here. So for me, it would be Kansas City. It would be Kansas City-Tampa Bay series for me. For you, it would be Kansas City. No. My bad. I didn't make a mistake there. So in Houston-Tampa Bay, I'm going to have to go with Tampa Bay Rays here because I just think they have the pitch to win it, and I believe they'll be able to hold the power hitting Houston Astros instead. I will. So, I don't know. Did you pick the Astros?
Yeah, I did pick the Astros over the Yankees.
All right, so now time for Kansas City versus the Houston Astros.
This is another one, but like I think I have the Astros in almost every single one of my World Series. Or no, the Royals, excuse me. I'm going to have the Royals again on this one. I really like this lineup. Also, I think they have definitely the best bullpen in the major leagues. I just think this is really one of the, if not the most complete full teams that we have in these playoff predictions here. So, yeah, that's why I have them.
All right, I'm going to have to go with Kansas City versus Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay's run is going to end here. Kansas City is going to win. They're the best team in the American League for a reason. And they're going to prevail here, heading to the World Series for the second straight year in a row. Now time to move down to the National League. Well, so in the wild card game, Pittsburgh, and you could call it a revenge game against the San Francisco Giants at home. Again, who do you see winning this game?
Well, I think last year we saw that the Madison Bumgarner pitching really started here, but I think the real question would he be able to do it once again? So I think that's really the big question on who's going to win this game.
So we have the same form to drop once again. So Pittsburgh and San Francisco, last year we started Edison Volquez. And it was between him, Adriano, and Cole. And we started Cole in the last game of the season, so we obviously couldn't start him. So we started Volquez, but this year it's probably going to be Cole. And he's doing amazing right now. In the same 412 area code, keeps calling him. What's your opinion? Do you think we should take him if he keeps calling in?
I just hung up him once again. Next time, just let it go. You don't have to. Just let it be on hold for the whole show. Don't do anything.
412 area code, 412-639-8993. We're on hold for the rest of the show, so you can tune in. Just don't bother figure that you'll be live on. So we're going to move on now. Stay on those Cardinals with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Again, another revenge here. Do you think there's any chance the Pirates are going to be able to get revenge again? And we do have a different 412 area code calling in, so we're going to take that one. So 412-867, you're live on inside MLB. Hello?
Hello. I just wanted to talk about the Pirates' chances in the playoffs because I've heard several things about another one and done this year. Do you think that is likely to happen?
Hello? All right, so your question here, do you think the Pirates are going to be one and done again?
Oh, sorry, I just hung up. And to answer his question, it's going to really depend on that wild card game, as it doesn't look like they will be catching up to the Cardinals anytime soon. I just think if they can get a good start out of Gerrit Cole and their offense is up to the potential that we have seen them be, its stretches of the season, I think they can definitely go past the NLDS and maybe even the NLCS, and I don't think they will be a one-and-done if all of that happens.
I mean, my opinion here is that I do think they still have a chance to catch up to the St. Louis Cardinals because the Cardinals come into town for 4 games before the All-Star break ends, and if they can get, I think, within 5 games to the Cardinals, which are on 9 games back right now,
think can get within, I guess, 5 games. I think they do have a chance because they take 3 out of 4 from the Cardinals in that series. They will be within 2 games of the Cardinals. And then having the momentum going to the All-Star break, and then also the last round of the year, the Cardinals then come in again. And if we can get, again, within, 3 games going into that series, I mean, the Pirates have a realistic chance to catch up. They just need to see them when we're playing them at home and try to take a series.
Yeah, definitely. I think that can happen.
All right, so moving on, we're going to move to the Cardinals for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So who do you have in this series?
Benson?
Yes?
All right, no, I'm on, so.
All right, so the San Luis Cardinals versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. Who do you got here?
Ooh, that's definitely going to be a hard one. I mean, the Cardinals, as we know, they've just been as good as advertised this year. But, I mean, how much is the absence of Matt Adams and Adam Wainwright going to hurt when they get down in the playoffs? That's a real question they have to ask themselves. But if I think if they keep playing like this, they'll definitely be able to take the Pirates, and I think they will. So I think the Cardinals will take the series from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
All right, so that's my original thought, the Cardinals are going to win. But then I realized what their rotation is compared to the Pittsburgh Pirates rotation. And their starting five is Lance Lynn as number 1, John Mackey number 2, Michael Walk number 3, Carlos Martinez number 4, and yeah, I mean, those are their 4 guys, and then they usually switch in and out their 5 guy, right? Because Tommy Garcia is usually injured, and he's injured right now. So, I mean, you take those 5, which, I mean, those 4 guys, and put them up against probably Gerrit Cole going, no, it would probably be awesome if Gerrit Cole would have started the wild card game. It would probably be AJ Burnett going up against Lance Lynn, and then Francisco Lindor going up against John Mackey. Probably then Cole going up against Waka, and then you see Burnett against Lynn again. Do you think, I mean, because pitch really is what matters most in the postseason. Do you think that Pirates do have a chance? Because that's really what I was looking at on the pitching. And for that reason, I think Pirates are going to win this series in 5.
I mean, yeah, definitely if you put it up through a way like you did there, going through every single game, I think they definitely can. But, I mean, this is the Cardinals, and I feel like the NLDS is just a sort of like a warm-up round for them, as they never seem to lose it. So I think they would still have the edge over the Pirates. And even though I just think they have a lot more experience with their players than the Pirates in the postseason.
All right, but who do you think is a better pitcher? Is Gerrit Cole or Lance Lynn?
I think Gerrit Cole is a better pitcher.
All right, who do you think is a better pitcher, AJ Burnett or John Mackey?
Burnett.
All right, Mariano or Michael Walker?
Walker.
Okay, Charlie Morton or Carlos Martinez?
Martinez.
All right, and then Jeff Lock or Javi Garcia, who is usually injured and probably going to be a long labor guy in the pen.
Different.
All right, so we just went right through it. Cole's better than Lynn, Burnett's better than Mackey, and Locke is better than whoever they throw out there. So right there, that's a series win in 5.
I know, but still, I mean, all right, whatever. Let's move on to the
Washington Nationals versus Los Angeles Dodgers. Well, who do you have here?
Wow, this is really tough. I mean, the Los Angeles Dodgers have really not, they've never really done a whole lot in the postseason. And for that reason, I'm going to have to take the Washington Nationals. I think these are the 2 most complete teams out there. So for that reason, I'm going to have to go with the Washington Nationals.
I'm going to say it's a match. I mean, the rotation on the day of Steven Strasburg back is absolutely dominant. For that reason, the Nationals are going to win this series. And I will. We're going to do the NLCS before we hit a break. You have the St. Louis Cardinals versus the Nationals. I have the Pirates versus the Nationals. Who do you have winning this series?
I have the Washington Nationals winning this. I mean, I just think they're a very complete team, like I said. They really are perfect in every single situation, it seems, so I'm going to have them winning it.
I mean, I'd love to pick Pirates here, but Max Scherzer no hit them. It fucked them in the regular season. And even though we see what the Pirates are capable of doing sometimes the offense, you're just, I don't think they'll be able to do it if they throw out Max Scherzer and Max Scherzer, Jordan Zimmerman, Steven Strasburg, and I mean, those and Doug Fister along with them. I mean, those guys are just dominant, and I can't say that Washington Nationals will be going to the World Series. But for comparison, we're going to stick with the same. Kansas City Royals going to be against the St. Louis Cardinals. Let me come back. We'll be going to the pitching matchup, game by game, and then go into the bullpen. Who is better? I mean, that's where we're last pitching, guys in the World Series. We'll be going through that all and more after the break. Please stay tuned in.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong. And what's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Giants at MLB, and we have a caller into the Zoom patiently waiting, and you're live on the show. MLB, hello.
Hi there. First of all, before I ask my question, I don't like your theme song. I think you should change it. But anyway, that's not important. Okay, I was wondering your thoughts on the Dodgers this year for the playoffs. Do you think they're going to go deep into the postseason? Do you think they're going to go deep into the postseason? And if so, why?
I mean, I think if Clayton Kershaw, that's always the big key. If Clayton Kershaw can succeed, then yes, they'll go deep. But then, I mean, Zach Greinke has been so dominant this year, though, it's tough to say that they can't because they do have other pitching behind him. And obviously, with Jock Peterson coming up in the offensive frame, we just did the player predictions, and I had a tough call between them and the Nationals. But if they can't get on a run, you know, and face one of the wild card teams, which would probably be the Pittsburgh Pirates or San Francisco Giants, maybe Mets, Cubs, or D-backs in there. And I mean, I think it all just depends on if the Dodgers can get on a run and possibly get to first place. And I do think that they'll avoid the Nationals at least for the DS and definitely have an extremely good chance of making it to the championship series and possibly the championship.
Yeah, I definitely think, too. I mean, these last couple of years, they haven't been able to rely on Clayton Kershaw in the playoffs, so I think that's going to be a main part. And wait, by the way, do you have a suggestion of what the song should be?
I think it should be Radioactive, just because I feel that song digs deep into your chest area.
And do you think that should be a break song or a theme song?
The one, I would replace it, I don't know, I'll find out.
All right, well, so we just got a theme song request, and do you think that should be for our break? Can you know, church in a while, that first 30 seconds, or take away to you again?
She uses it as the break song.
All right, so that will be starting tomorrow. Instead of seeing you again, it'll be Radioactive. So we're going to do a speed round of these four periods. So in game one, probably going to be Danny Duffy going up against Lance Lynn. Who's going to win this matchup?
Who is it up against Lance Lynn?
Danny Duffy.
I have to have the Cardinals in this one. I just think Lance Lynn is a better pitcher than Danny Duffy.
Yeah, Lance Lynn here. All right, so game two, Edison Volquez versus John Lackey. All right, so a little drop, but we do have that 6:39. Hello, you're live on the side of MLB. Well, Eric, you're live on. All right, they just dropped, so I guess I'm going solo now. And Edison Volquez is back with us. Well, Edison Volquez versus John Lackey. Who do you see here?
I think this is a really even pitching matchup, but I feel like both these guys are a little inconsistent. But overall, I would have to pick Edison Volquez on this one. I mean, either of these guys can come out and give you their best stuff or their worst stuff. Whoever's going to do that really has it. But I think Edison Volquez and the Royals have the edge in this one against the Cardinals.
Yeah, Edison Volquez here. So now it's knotted up at 1-1. Chris Young versus Michael Walker in game three.
I'm going to have to go Michael Walker with this one. I just feel like he's really going to shine this postseason.
Cards up 2-1. Jeremy Guthrie versus Carlos Martinez.
I think Carlos Martinez has shown what he can do so far with all his stuff this year. I think he will definitely improve on it and get even better by the postseason.
All right, we have a phone to Eric to the call now. We're going to take that call real quick and then move on to game 5. All right, 4-2, Eric, you're live on Inside MLB. Hello?
Hi there. I was wondering your thoughts on whether the Athenians actually should have won the Peloponnesian War. By the way, great war. I recently studied it in my state college. It made me giddy.
Oh, that's great. Just like those parallel lines.
What were your thoughts?
I don't think they should have won the Peloponnesian War.
I think the geometrics of the Athenians really helped them take down their arch nemesis. Was it the Spartans? Mrs. McDonald taught us nothing.
I also like the Spartans' armor. You can really see their thunder thighs sticking out like hair that they don't shave.
Oh, skinniness.
Okay.
All right, anyways, then, so where were we on the World Series?
Cardinals 3-1 on brink of elimination for Joe Granton going up against whoever the Cardinals are going to throw out there, which is unknown as now.
Yeah. I'm going to have the Cardinals in this one.
Ooh. All right, I'm going to keep the Royals live. Joe Blanton's been doing amazing since he's actually come back. Retirement for the Royals. Joe Blanton makes it a 3-2. So, well, you have the Cardinals in the World Series, but, I mean, who do you think has a better bullpen, the San Luis Cardinals or the Kansas City Royals?
I mean, I think these are definitely two of the most top elite bullpens that we may be seeing in this postseason, but I think you have to give it to the Kansas City Royals. I mean, you have a whole very balanced bullpen with Wade Davis really leading the staff, and I just think that that's going to give them a whole bunch of games when it's a starters go out early and it's a bullpen fight.
The Cardinals bullpen is better. Simply said, that's why the Cardinals are going to win in 6. Will have them winning in 5. We're going to go to a quick segment, but we'll only get back when we have time to say something and closing statements. Please stay tuned in. You do not.
And I'll lead. Sorry, Benson. And it's now time for Say Something. So, do you want to start it off?
Sure. So, if I have to say something about the show, is that the Kansas City Royals and the San Luis Cardinals, they are relatively close to each other. And the fact that they're the two best teams in the American League and the National League is just amazing. And the fact that they, in my mind, will be squaring up in the World Series just makes it even better. But, the Royals have to find some position somewhere to match up with Cardinals. And tomorrow, I'm also really excited because it's the best of June, which we do on the first of every month. So, that's why I want to take away the show. Best of June tomorrow. Please tune in again. You do not want to miss that show.
Yeah, definitely. We have to take away the evenness of these two teams and how close they are. And we would like to give a special shout out to one of our close friends and YouTuber, Diamond Leather. He does a whole bunch of baseball stuff, so go check him out on YouTube. And Benson, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Are our co-workers, Jason Spence and Will Gano, still part of it? Did they show up this morning?
They did not show up this morning, but they still are part of the Intent MLB crew.
I thought you were firing them.
I cannot pull myself together to fire them.
All right. Anyways, we would like to give a special thanks to them and MLB.com for the planning and production of Inside MLB. And Inside MLB is a podcast on blogtalkradio.com. And we wish everyone a great day on the last day of June 2015. See ya.
All right, and just before we go, again, last Saturday is, we're still, yesterday we did work out sponsorships, so they are our sponsors. So the new title, I guess, Inside MLB, will be brought to you by Let's Settle It. And Let's Settle It is an app that takes a random restaurant for undecided users, which includes many of us. Again, it is Let's Settle. It's available for free on Android and the Google Store. Please check it out. And thank you for tuning in. Inside MLB, brought to you by Let's Settle.